Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tachavava min Aleph. The Gemara brings Tanya Rechnani ben Akavya Kaisi Soim Tfilin Mezuzis. People who write Tfilin Mezuzis saying the writers themselves, the Seifrim, the Tigrayim, and the merchants, the Tigre Tigrayim, and the merchants of the merchants, the Chalais Melech Shemayim Asim Rechit Tchelis. Everyone's doing Lechit Shemayim, including people who sell Tchelis for Tzitzis. Turim and Akrishma, and Atfilim, we call mitzvahs and muris b'teirim. The part of Akrishma, Tfilah, and Tfilah from all the mitzvahs and muris b'teirim. The kind of Rebbe Seglula, Sher Rebbe Seglula, Ayma Isaac mitzvah, partim and a mitzvah. Now Rashi says, Tagrayim, Aloichem mehen kadei limkar, they're buying from the Sefer in order to sell, Ulam tzion l'tzarech lehem, and to make it available for people who need that. Why do Rashi have to say that? They're buying it to sell. What's Lam Tzion L'Tzarech Lehem? The Magen Avraham is Medayek the Rashi that if you're doing it to make money, you're not an Isaac Mitzvah. You have to be doing it specifically because you want Yenna to have the tefillin. Otherwise, you're not called an Isaac Mitzvah. Now, you ask the Kasha, in Masechta Nedarim, it says that someone who's Isaac the Shabbos of Eden is getting paid for it is called an Isaac Mitzvah. He's parted from Brutta de Rav Yosef. He's parted from giving Rift to La'anya while he's being Isaac in the Aveda. So the Magen Avraham says, because he's only taking Skar Batali, he's getting compensation for missing out on his regular work. He's not really getting money from it. The main point is a Shavas Aveda. But the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. He means right from Gemara Ba Metziah Daf Beis that even if he's doing a mitzvah halva, whatever that was the case of halva for anam, but he's doing a mitzvah. Doesn't matter what his motivation is. So he says a chilek. He wants to make a chil between the seifrim and the tagarim. He says the seifrim are doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to write. It's a mitzvah, ksavtam it says. It's a mitzvah to write tefillin, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. The mitzvah, the writing of the sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah is a mitzvah of ksavtam. So male, they're doing a mitzvah. Now Shein Kain, the tagarim, they're selling. It's no mitzvah to sell. The whole way it's called a mitzvah is because you're doing it in order to make it available. If you're doing it for money, it's not called a mitzvah. The Kaivitzaris explains this well a little bit more. He says there's two reasons why you have b'shivtecha, b'sheves didach, v'loi b'sheves the mitzvah. B'lechtecha, b'leches didach, v'loi b'leches the mitzvah. He says if something is an actual mitzvah, is a mitzvah, so then it's not called sheves didach, it's a mitzvah. But here, there's no mitzvah to sell, like we're saying. So why isn't it called sheves didach? Because you're not doing it for yourself. But if the reason why is you're doing it for yourself, so then it's already called sheves didach. That's what he says. So that's the chilek. That was when it's a mitzvah, it doesn't matter what your motivation is. But when the point is, it's not a mitzvah, so if you're doing it in order to have a mitzvah, in order that Yenna should be able to do a mitzvah, so then it's not didach anymore. Mechana wants to say the same type of svar by the Rabbanan. So Shaila, Isaac mitzvah the Rabbanan, is that make you patim in a mitzvah? Shaila na'achreinu. So Mechana says, I have a raya that it does, because it says, u'b'kutzruchem, it says that you're not allowed, it has to be Reishis Ketzir Chem, that the Omer has to be Reishis Ketzir Chem. It has to be your first cutting. So you're not allowed to harvest the wheat before you bring the Omer. But if you're doing it for a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. When it's Mavur in the Gemara, they even a mitzvah there Rabbanan. Why? Because it's not Ketzir Chem, it's not called yours. It's for a mitzvah, even though it's there Rabbanan. So you see clearly that Isaac mitzvah Rabbanan's called, it wouldn't be part of the mitzvah. Why? But he says, "Bekumi is a chilek by a mitzvah deraisa." That means deraisa is a mitzvah. So deraisa is a mitzvah. It doesn't matter why you're doing it. But a mitzvah derabanan really isn't a mitzvah deraisa. So how come it's not called? How come it's called esek mitzvah? Because it's not called didach. You didn't do it for yourself. You did it for Hashem. So that depends what your motive is. Just like we're saying by a hechsher mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah, just to give someone an opportunity to do a mitzvah, that would only be if you're doing it for the right reason, the motivation is for Hashem, who then could be by a mitzvah derabana. Now there's also a shaila by a mitzvah kiyumis. You see, the mitzvah eson asked the kasha, one of the mitzvahs we have is halach lahakbal pnei rabbi. He went lahakbal pnei rabbi. The shaila is mitzvah eson asked the mitzvah derabana. So he says, vaisis the mitzvah derabana is also a mitzvah, like Rabbi Chanan says. And he says the same thing that Tzlach has the Kasha. A chasen is part of a krishma. Why? He's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah to get married? So the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis and Brachas in the second parak, the mitzvah to get married is Pirish Rivya. What if he was ready to make the mitzvah Pirish Rivya? Why didn't the Paiskim say if he already has children from previous marriages, he's chayiv in Krishma? Elamai, Elamai, as they fight the slach. The mitzvah also says, because even if he already has children, he's a chiv, they're abundant to get married. But the Eimik Bracha says, you don't have to come on to that. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. The mitzvah lahakim pnei rabbi beregel. Fine, it's not a chiv deraisa, fine. But you are being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of a da'at pnei zaked. You are giving cover to a talmud chacham. So melech the mitzvah kiyumis would be potter. And the same thing with the period of Rivia. He says, same thing with period of Rivia, that even if you're not mechuyev in period of Rivia, if you already have a son and a daughter, but you still get a key mitzvah period of Rivia. And what's the raya that a mitzvah kiyumis, you say it's a mitzvah of the mitzvah, and Gemara is the biggest raya. Someone's not mechuyev, you have no mitzvah kiyumis to write tefillin and mezuzah, certainly not to sell them, but it's a kiyum. So kiyum also is called, it's also called Eisuk Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah. Number of Achreinim say that. Mestam, it's the same gang. You don't need that I'm a chuyiv to do the mitzvah. As long as the Maisa, I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for Hashem, that's also called Eisuk Mitzvah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.